Genesis, chapter 9. And God blessed Noah and his sons, and said to them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you will be on every beast of the earth, and on every bird of the heavens, with all by which the ground teems, and all the fish of the sea, into your hand they are delivered. Every moving thing that lives will be food for you, as I have given you everything of the green herb. But flesh with its soul, which is its blood, you will not eat. And surely your blood, the blood of your souls, I will require, at the hand of every beast I will require it. And at the hand of man, even at the hand of every man's brother, I will require the soul of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man will his blood be shed, for in the image of God he made man. And you, be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth, and multiply in it. And God spoke to Noah, and to his sons with him, saying, And I, look, I establish my covenant with you, and with your seed after you. And with every living soul that is with you, the birds, the cattle, and every beast of the earth with you, from all those coming out of the ark to all the beasts of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you, neither will all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither will there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, This is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living soul that is with you, for perpetual generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it will be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it will come to pass, when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow will be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living soul of all flesh, and the waters will no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow will be in the cloud, and I will look at it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living soul of all flesh that is on the earth. And God said to Noah, This is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. And the sons of Noah, that went forth from the ark, were Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and of these was the whole earth spread over. And Noah began to be a husbandman, and planted a vineyard. And he drank of the wine, and was drunk. And he was uncovered inside his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers outside. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it on both their shoulders, and went backward, and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they did not see their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his youngest son had done to him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a slave of slaves he will be to his brothers. And he said, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Shem, and let Canaan be his slave. God enlarge Japheth, and let him stay in the tents of Shem, and let Canaan be his slave. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years. And all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died.